Blog Talk Radio. Click on the donate button, it'll take you securely to PayPal. All right, before we continue on with today's broadcast, please keep in prayer your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who are being persecuted all throughout the world. We want to keep them lifted up. There is a Christian genocide that is taking place in the Middle East. They are killing Christians by the thousands, and we want to keep our fellow brothers and sisters lifted up so that we, because, you know, one day it's going to come here to the United States. You know, we're not, God shows no favoritism, and just like he loves them over there, he loves, loves us here, he loves them over there, but the Bible does let us know that there will be persecution, there will be beheadings, and the same things that we're seeing happen in other countries are going to be coming to the Western nations as well. All right, we have a ton of headlines. Before we continue on, please follow me on Facebook. I was having the name Kale Rich Ministries. I've changed it to It Is Finished Ministries, so you can follow me on Facebook under It Is Finished Ministries. Also, you can follow me up on the Evangelist Kale Rich on YouTube as well. Please subscribe. Hit that subscribe button. I will be coming back to you live within the next few months, prayerfully by June, where you'll be able to watch me live on YouTube. All right. We have a ton of headlines. On Republican Day, Debate Day, 2012, nominee Romney was to rebuke Trump. Okay, today, I'm not going to read the article. Today, Romney decides he wants to rebuke Trump. Why he wants to rebuke Trump? Is someone in the Republican GOP section trying to have Romney to say, say things against Trump in order to highlight Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio? Okay, so Mitt Romney went on and he basically was saying how bad Trump was and how the policies that Trump was for would harm the nation and how he didn't know what he was doing. Well, you know, something that was interesting is Infowars.com, that's Infowars, INFO.com, they went online and put up a clip of how Mitt Romney was praising Trump a few years ago for the very same thing that he went up and became basically a hypocrite and went up against him today. So it would be interesting. You can go online, go on YouTube, and actually do the comparison where they play the clip that Mitt Romney said about Trump some years ago, and then the same thing he endorsed Trump with a few years ago, he went against him today. Can you say hypocrite or whatever? Somebody put two-faced. I believe that was on TrueNews.com, two-faced, which is true. I call him Mitt backstabbing Romney. Okay, so again, he flip-flop, all right? So anyway, the politics is very interesting. I don't endorse any of them because I don't believe not one of them will be able to turn this country around. And again, because we have to go back to God. Okay, moving on. Russian nuclear sub to launch two Maleva SLBM missiles in the sea drill. A Russian nuclear submarine will be launching a Bulova, if I'm pronouncing it right, intercontinental ballistic missiles as part of the Northern Fleet's routine test of the country's nuclear deterrent capability. Okay, so basically Russia is going to have one of their subs to launch two SLBMs in the Barents Sea drill. All right, what is Russia doing? Russia is preparing for war, just like all of these countries is preparing for war. What war? This seems like it's going to be World War III. All right, moving on. Hillary pops off to skeptical black voter. She quotes, "Why don't you go run for something then?" During a campaign stop at a coffee shop in Minnesota on Tuesday, Hillary Clinton told a young black woman to go run for something if she wouldn't support the former Secretary of State's bid for the White House. Okay, so Hillary Clinton kind of shows her colors. And she has a black voter that was not in support of her, so she decides to get a little ugly and say, "Well, why don't you go run for something?" Well, I would say to Hillary Clinton, why don't you go run to jail where you belong? Okay, Hillary Clinton belongs in jail. Why is she able to still run for presidency with the email scandal, with the Benghazi scandal, or these war crimes? Why is she still able to run for the office a president? Because we have a bunch of crooks who are backing her, and we've got a weak spy back, Congress, who won't do anything with regards to Hillary or with regards to Obama, for that matter. Okay, it's like the criminals are running loose at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Moving on, Manny Pacquiao, if I'm pronouncing his name right, dropped by Nike because he called homosexuals worse than animals. Manny Pacquiao is no longer sponsored by Nike. As we know, this is the boxer, Manny, and the Nike dropped him because he said something against homosexuality. Now, it goes on to say that they say, "We find Manny Pacquiao's comments abhorrent," Nike said in a statement to ET, Entertainment Tonight. Nike strongly opposes discrimination of any kind and has a long history of supporting and standing up for the rights of the LGBT community. Okay, well, let me stop right there. Christian, we know we're finding out that some companies are standing for the homosexual gay agenda. We discussed yesterday about the Girl Scouts, okay? So I told you I wasn't going to be buying personally any more Girl Scout cookies because I am not pro-abortion and I'm not for the same-sex marriage support of, okay? Now we see Nike is also sponsoring and part of this LGBT endorsement of homosexual lifestyle. So we have a choice. When we know that companies are supporting wrong, then I believe we have an obligation to no longer support that company. So therefore, I will not be buying any more Nike shoes personally when I do buy them because they're supporting the LGBT community. Now, the 37-year-old athlete later apologized for his comments. Now, what was his comment? He said, "Have you seen any animal having male-to-male or female-to-female relations? If you have a male-to-male or female-to-female relationship, then people are worse than animals." This was his comment, but then he went back later and apologized for the comment and posted a video on Instagram writing that, "I'm sorry for hurting people by comparing homosexuals to animals. Please forgive me for those whom I've hurt." Okay, let me say something, because what came to me when I was reading this article was in Isaiah, and it's Isaiah chapter 1, if you follow me, Isaiah chapter 1, and I'm going to start reading at verse 2, and it reads, "Hear, O heaven, listen, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his master, the donkey his owner's manger, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand." So God himself compared a rebellious nation, Israel, to basically an animal, saying that the animals at least understand where their master is and who their master is, but Israel had left the Lord. So what is this saying here? Was he wrong? Was Manny wrong because he compared what animals do, saying that the animals, basically he's saying the animals have more common sense than humans do? Well, God said it in his word that the animals have more common sense than Israel did. One thing we have to do, Christians, is we have to stop apologizing when we say something that is thus said the Lord, okay? Now, he apologized saying that he was sorry that he might have hurt somebody. We don't apologize when it comes from the Word of God. Okay, so he was right. You don't see animals, male animals trying to hump male animals and female animals trying to hump female animals, okay? And then God compared the sins of Israel to, you know, he said in the word that the ox knows his master. So, again, we have to stop apologizing for what the, you know, when we go back and say, well, you know, I'm sorry because I shouldn't have, what you're doing is saying that I'm apologizing for what God put in his word. And we're not supposed to apologize for what God put in his word. We have to stand on it, okay? Now, he did go on to say that I still stand on my belief that I'm against same-sex marriage because of what the Bible says, but I am not condemning the LGBT. He goes on to say he loves them. Okay, that's all fine and dandy, but you still stand on the word of God. God does not, you know, the animals do not mate with same-sex, okay? And it's only the higher animals, the human beings that don't know what to do for us, what thus said the Lord. Okay, moving on. U.S. to investigate racial allegations at Boston Latin. U.S. Attorney Carmen M. Oreste said Wednesday that she has agreed to investigate allegations of racism at Boston Latin School at the request of several community groups, promising a thorough outside inquiry into allegations or accusations of harassment and discrimination at the elite school. Now, one thing I want to say is that has this country always had racism? Yes, you know, we've come a long way. You have some people say, oh, no, we haven't come that far. Oh, yes, you have. You're not sitting in the back of the bus anymore, okay? You're not being separated by white water fountains, black water fountains. You're able to go to the show and sit wherever you want to sit in the show. You don't have to sit in the back or you don't have to ride in the back of the bus. You can sit at the counter. So, yes, we have come a long way. However, Will racial hatred ever cease? No, it will not cease as man. As long as man exists, it will not cease. Just like you will not stop hatred of any kind. Okay. However, if something is wrong, then yes, we declare it wrong. But however, during the time that Obama has been in office, racial tensions in this country have heightened. Now, some people say, oh, because he's a black president and therefore people are against him. Let's call a spade a spade. White people were the ones that actually put him in. It wasn't black people, because black people only make up 12% of the population. And of the 12% of that, how many actually went out and voted, okay? So white people were the ones that actually put him in office, okay? So let's get off of that. Oh, well, they don't like him because of the color of his skin. No, they don't like him, and I'm not saying this is everyone, but the majority do not like him because of his policies, all right? Let's move on. Robert Jeffress, pastor, says Christians not voting for Donald Trump if he's the nominee are foolish and prideful. Pastor Robert Jeffress, leader of the influential 12,000-member First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, declared on Wednesday that Republicans who have vowed never to support Donald Trump if he becomes a Republican, if he becomes the Republican nominee for president, or fools. Okay, let me say something on that, because he goes on to say that I think the Bible has a word for people like that, and it's fools. Let me say this. Nowhere in the Bible does it name Donald Trump anywhere, okay? I don't recall seeing Trump's name anywhere in the Bible. He goes on to say, though, that it is absolutely foolish to do anything that will allow Hillary Clinton to become the next president of the United States. He says at least Donald Trump has voiced a belief and pro-life movement. He has at least talked about religious liberty as he did last Friday. And you don't hear either of those things coming from the lips of Hillary Clinton. Okay, let me stop right there. First of all, just because you speak something doesn't mean that you believe it. We see Obama moving his lips all the time, and every time his lips are moving, he's lying, okay? Simple as that. Now, Donald Trump, does he have a belief in pro-life? He's voiced some pro-life opinions, but Donald Trump has not actually said 100% that he is totally against abortion. Okay, I have not heard Donald Trump one time say that he is totally against abortion, all right? If I recall, I think he had some exceptions to that, okay? I have not heard him say that he is going to 100% turn this nation back to God. And the thing is, in order for you to be able to turn a nation back to God, you actually got to be in God yourself and allow God to lead you. Has Donald Trump, prior to becoming the presidential front runner for the Republican Party, has he ever said, oh, I'm a Christian, I stand up for godly principles, I believe in the word of God as the source of my life? Has he ever said that even prior to running for office? I've never heard Donald Trump say that he was a Christian who believes in Jesus Christ as his Savior. And you know, I've not seen that side of Donald Trump. So while you got these pastors that say, oh, you got to vote Donald Trump or else, and don't get me wrong, I'm not endorsing Hillary because she is a fraud, a fake, need to be in jail, under the jail, and I'm not endorsing Bernie Socialist Sanders. Okay, at the same time, I'm not endorsing Donald Trump either, because Donald Trump is not, I'm not going to say he's a Christian. You know, the Bible says, by their fruit, you will know them. Now, I think it said it all when he got up there and it said 2 Corinthians. We know we don't say 2 Corinthians. It's 2 Corinthians, okay? No more than when Hillary Clinton got up and did a speech not too long ago, quoting, I believe it's James Cleveland, I don't feel no ways tired. Now, you know for a fact she probably has never, ever listened to that song in her life, didn't know who James Cleveland was, but for a campaign purpose, she quotes the song, I Don't Feel No Ways Tired. Really? Really? Come on now. We have to be able to separate what is politics from what people are actually standing for in their life. Anybody can get up and say, I'm going to give a good speech as a campaign for, you know, my endorsement, but are you living a life? Are you bearing the fruit? And if you're not doing those things, then you're just giving a bunch of lip service, okay? So this particular pastor, he's talking about you're foolish if you don't vote for Donald Trump. I dare to say he's foolish when he's saying that kind of foolish mess. No one in the Bible doesn't say that, all right? Okay, we are running quickly out of time. I'm just going to read a couple of these headlines. American women will write the new abortion laws. They're claiming that these women, there's a case in front of the Supreme Court right now, and so women are giving their testimonies of how they basically had one-night stands or they slept with somebody that they really didn't want to have a relationship, got pregnant, and so they didn't want to interrupt their career, so therefore they went ahead and abortion. Let me say something. Your lack of judgment does not call for you to murder a child. If you knew you were sleeping with somebody unprotected, then that's your fault. It's not the child's fault. First of all, we're supposed to adhere to the laws of God. Fornication is wrong, okay? Adultery is wrong. So your oops does not mean that you're supposed to kill an innocent life. Okay, the devil did not want me to talk about this abortion, but I'm going to continue on. Somebody disconnected my call, and I'm going to still say it, is that your oops for us having an abortion does not mean that you should kill because you made a mistake or you failed to protect yourself or failed to adhere to the laws of God. That is a life, that is a child, and therefore when you sleep around or sleep outside of the will of God with someone that you shouldn't be with and you get pregnant, well, you're not supposed to murder that child just because you made a oops or just because you did something that was ungodly. Now, I'm going to go to, because our time is quickly running out, And I'm going to go to the Word of God, and we're going to go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we're going to start at verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. And it reads, "But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days." Now, let me stop there. We are in the last days. So make no mistake, we are in the last days. It says, "People will be lovers of themselves." Lovers of money. They will be boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy. Okay, when we find that people are lovers of themselves, that means they're going to go have an abortion and kill a child, an innocent child. Why? Because they're lovers of themselves. What these women were talking about with this abortion is, oh, because it's inconvenient for my lifestyle, therefore I want to kill this life because it's inconvenient for me. All right? You should have thought about that before you opened your legs. I'm just going to put it out there, all right? It goes on to say that without love, unforgiving, okay, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, but lovers, they're not lovers of the good, okay? So we have that going on in the last days where people, they don't want to love good. They don't want to know what's good. They want to do what's wrong. They'd rather be lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. And we got a lot of people right now that have the form of godliness. They're, you know, you got a lot of people that's going to church. There's a lot of people that's acting holy. It's all an act, but they don't have any holiness in them. They don't have any righteousness in them. They don't have any God in them. So they have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. And so the Bible tells us to have nothing to do with them. They are the kind who wander away into homes and gain control over weak-willed women who have loaded down with sins and desires, always learning but never able to acknowledge the truth. You have people that go into church week after week after week, and they're taking in whatever the pastor's saying, whether he's blowing smoke or whatever. A lot of these pastors are blowing smoke, and I'm not talking about the ones who are telling the truth, but you got a lot of them that's blowing smoke, and so they're constantly learning, but at the same time, they're not actually taking in what they're learning. So therefore, it's just a bunch of smoke that's being puffed, and nothing is coming in. There's not a change. There's not a renewal. There's not a renewing of the mind. And so therefore, they're able to keep this form of ungodliness, because that's what it is. It's not godly, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Okay, my time is quickly running out. But I want to say this, is that we are living in the last days, and we are at a time where it is time to make a decision. See, God is shifting. He's doing some shifting in the place, okay? He's doing some shifting in the atmosphere, and a lot of people are going to be sifted like wheat. You know, the Bible says that God is going to be the one to separate the wheat from the tares, and so this is the time that we're in right now. Are you a tare, or are you a wheat? Are you the wheat that God is going to be able to keep and mold and make into the bread and make into the mold into what he wants you to be? Or you're going to be a tare, where you're going to be burned up, not any good for anything? I don't want to be a tare. I want to be a wheat. I want God to be able to say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful a few things. I'm going to make you wheat over many." If you have not accepted Jesus into your heart today, I ask that you would say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I accept Jesus into my heart today. Fill me, cleanse me, make me anew. I accept you, Lord, as the Son of the living God. Have mercy on me. And if you said that prayer, then welcome to the body of Christ. God loves you. He cares for you. He sent down here to die for you. And all you have to do is accept the free gift of salvation. God bless you. This is It Is Finished with your host, Evangelist K.O. Rich. We will be back on Friday, tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. for more news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and end times. God bless you. Until next time.